Hey everyone, it's RJ and you are watching thewokeway.org on YouTube. And this is the reading for Aquarius for soulmate, twin flame, and love energies for October 2018. How are you doing today? I hope you're having a great day. It's a Monday where I am, Monday afternoon. Alright. Ooh, okay. What are we dealing with here? What's happening, Aquarius? Okay. Alright, let's start off with those six cards first. Oh, at the bottom of the deck you have the Lovers over here. So that's a nice card to get. That's, you know, maybe dealing with the Gemini. Or you may just be dealing with the need to make a decision that may involve, you know, like a heart over head or head over heart kind of decision, something that's difficult for us to do. Okay, so regarding your cards, okay. For October, Aquarius, I feel like this is a lot of air energy, okay? Even if your card is not showing here exactly, you have a lot of sword energy, which is, you know, sword air energy, which is your energy. So you have the Eight of Swords, you have the Page of Pentacles over there, and you have the Seven of Swords, you have the energy of Sagittarius or Temperance over here, you have Justice, again another sword, air energy, and the Devil energy over here, or Capricorn. So right off the bat, you could be dealing with a fellow air sign, Aquarius, Libra, Gemini, or a Sag, or a Capricorn, okay? But in terms of love, I feel like right now, okay, this Page of Pentacles first. Let's talk about the Page of Pentacles. The Page of Pentacles is a younger energy, earth energy. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Okay, so you have Capricorn, you may also have Taurus and Virgo involved here. Or just the same, if that's not the case for you, this could just mean that, well, there's someone who is younger, okay, in this relationship, who I think is offering some sort of opportunity, okay, for reconciliation. Someone wants to apologize, someone wants to offer their apology because they did something wrong, okay? This Page of Pentacles being in the middle of the Eight of Swords and the Seven of Swords here, okay, tells me that first they did something that's, you know, not acceptable, okay? They did something that may revolve around cheating, lying, stealing, all of those things, deceit. And so after they did this, they got into this state of, because this is the Seven of Swords, and then they got to the Eight of Swords energy, which is the feeling of being stuck in something, okay? Someone may have also gone to prison, okay? Someone may have also gone to prison as a result of some sort of shady, deceitful behavior, okay? I don't know, like swindling, estafa, whatever else, money laundering or forgery, something like that, fraud. So someone may have already gone to jail because of that. But it can also mean, I'm also sensing someone here who is going to be involved in a court battle, and they will be arraigned, okay, in court, and then the sentence or the verdict is that they will go to jail for something deceitful that they have done. I'm sensing for the Seven of Swords over here, it could be something involving a company, company funds, company reputation, something like that. This could also involve something that has to do with unethical or immoral behavior in a company that caused them to lose their job. Okay, so they lose their job, or even worse, you know, a case gets filed against them. They get sued, okay, for this behavior. Especially with the justice card showing up here, it tells me that justice is going to be served. So if this person is guilty, then it, you know, they will be given due, you know, I mean, how do you call this? This situation will be rectified, okay? This will be rectified. And with the Temperance card over here, Suhel, it's telling me that this is happening as part of the universe's way of, it's a little bit like the Wheel of Fortune, like the Karma card. This is something that they may have gotten away with multiple times in the past, maybe even 7 times, and this is their lucky 7. The 7th time that they did it is when they either got caught, someone, you know, told on them or something like that, or someone got upset at them and then told other people. But regardless of how it happened, the way I see it is someone is, you know, going to jail for this. Especially with the Devil card here showing below the Seven of Swords, okay? This is very questionable behavior. This is some form of addiction. If this person got involved in some sort of like a sexual scandal of sorts, this is an addiction of theirs. This is something that they've been doing for a long time already, but no, it hasn't come out in the open previously. Like I said, they have gotten away with it, but now they're not getting away with it. So now they're in the middle over here, okay, trying to ask for forgiveness, trying to ask for another chance, maybe even offering bail, okay, offering bail, explaining themselves, wanting to be forgiven. But I don't feel like they will be forgiven. I feel like this person will be, you know, due process will be given for sure, because we have the Justice card over here showing up. So yeah, they will, but they will get what they deserve. That's the thing. Given that they are remorseful, it's being acknowledged, okay, they are remorseful of what they have done, but it doesn't change the fact that they have to face the consequences, okay, and, you know, the ramifications of their actions. So this is why they are still either going to jail or losing court battle, things like that. With the Lovers here showing up, okay, and then the Queen of Cups, and then the 111, the two of wands showing up here, I feel like this is their partner. This Queen of Cups is their partner, this person's partner. Obviously she's devastated hearing about this, but she remains on his or her side, okay, whoever this person is, any gender, could be any gender, but this energy is someone, this could be the wife or the girlfriend or the boyfriend, but the partner seems to be very supportive, okay, staying and sticking by the side of this person regardless of the issue. But I feel like, you know, with the two of wands over here, it's telling me that it's like a door opening to something else. I feel like they're trying to get through a door. This person is trying to get through a door. I don't know why I'm suddenly sensing that this could be related to this this issue in the US with Justice Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh? I don't know. because they're trying to get, this person is trying to get through the door, and I just realized, you know, he is trying to get into this nomination thing, right, for the Justice Department, whatever. But yeah, this person wants to get through the door, but I don't feel like they will be able to go through the door. This supportive partner is actually like showing a very brave face in front of everyone else, but deep inside, you know, she's like dying, she's suffering a lot, and she's keeping it all to herself, or he or she, whoever this partner is. And with the Lover's card here, it's telling me really that it has something to do with sexual relations as well. I normally don't associate this with sexual relations, even if it's love, but right now that's what I'm sensing. Especially with, like, with this one, same as this card, right? If you think about this, this is like the same card. You have the woman, Adam and Eve, like Adam and Eve over here, right? Only here, it's like the both ends of the spectrum, where at the other end you have like, this bond between two people who love each other, but this bond is not connected by anything for it, this bond is not forced upon them. So that's the good side of it. The other extreme would be a bondage being forced onto them by this chain over here. So I'm sensing this kind of dynamics where there's this love and then there's energy of being forced. Being forced to stay, being forced to endure a toxic relationship. But there's love, okay? There's love here. This, especially this Queen of Cups, okay? She really loves this person, this one, regardless of the situation. But I feel like someone is, it's either this person is going to jail or they're just going to suffer for what they have done. I mean, there are, you know, jail is really one of the hardest things someone would have to face, you know, in life. So that's something that you would never wish for anyone to happen, right? Be locked in jail. But there are other places or situations where it feels like you're also in jail, like this person over here. This person is technically not in jail, right? But this she might as well be, because that's what she feels, that's what she feels, that's what she perceives around her, this person. So I feel like this person, even if they get away with this and don't go to jail, it's like they're tainted forever, and it's going to be attached to their name for generations and generations to come. It's hard to rise above this situation. It's hard to get up from this situation. You know, especially if this is something related to just, you know, what I just said about, you know, what's happening in the US right now with Brett Kavanaugh and all that stuff. But, you know, it's normal for people to forget, especially in politics, right? After a while, they'll forget about stuff. Even if not that, even if it's just a personal thing, right? You would think that after a while people will forget and then you're okay once more. But that's not what I'm feeling. I'm feeling here, especially with the Temperance and the Justice card showing up, it's like, no, you can't. We're not letting you get away with it. Not this time. You have already gotten away with it for so many times. We gave you a lot of chances to redeem yourself. A lot of chances to rehabilitate yourself in a way, but you did not take those chances. Instead, you kept on pushing and pushing and pushing your luck. So even if it's for personal, you know, something personal or a love relationship, this could be the same thing. Now if we're talking about, let's say, someone about a job relationship, this could be the same thing. You could be doing something illegal at work and you were getting away with it for a while. I don't know, maybe something as mild as, you know, taking home a pen all the time or stuff from work, taking home paper from work, I don't know. But regardless, what happened? Okay, I think I thought I lost something. So anyway, could be something as mild as that, you know, taking home office supplies and then you've gotten away with it for a long time and then now you got caught for some reason, or something. I'm sensing fraud, forgery, papers being fraud papers being forged, signatures being forged, documents being forged, and then fraud, presenting yourself as someone or claiming to be someone, stuff like that. So I feel that energy over here right now for Aquarius. So obviously this is not gonna be resonating with many of you, which I hope, obviously, but I'm sensing someone here who may be going through something similar. Okay, this may not be exactly that, but the theme, so to speak, of what's happening to you in October may be similar. Okay, someone may be deceiving you and they may have been doing that for a long time. Let's say if it's a relationship, someone may have been cheating on you for the longest time and you haven't got the faintest idea that this is what's happening and they've gotten away with it for the longest time. But now, because of Temperance here showing up and Justice showing up, it's telling you that it's time to pay up. Okay, Day of Reckoning. So now, for some reason, maybe through, you know, the orchestration of the universe itself, you didn't even have to do anything. You didn't even have to do any sort of investigation or any work. You know, the truth just came out. It's like suddenly, you know, everything became so bright. If you were living in the dark, suddenly, you know, someone opened the door, someone opened the window, everything became so bright, someone opened the light, something like that. And then suddenly everything is clear and everything can now be seen. And so the truth came out. And so this person has to pay for whatever this is. And they will pay. They will pay either monetarily in bail or they will pay in jail. That's what I'm hearing. They will pay by bail or in bail or pay in jail. But regardless, there's something has to be paid for. Something. The Ace of Swords also over here is telling me about clarity, right? Clarity. Like I said, before this was hidden, it was a secret, no one knew about it. Or those people who knew about it were very mum about the situation, they weren't saying anything, and now it's coming out in the open. Okay. See here, I see the Justice, the scales once more. Oh, with the, over here, beneath the deck. I just pulled the card and I saw this, like, Six of Pentacles over here. So again, with the scales here, Justice, you know, and it's very balanced. So it's telling me that, you know, Justice will prevail, okay, in this sense, and yeah. I also sense someone bribing somebody in the Justice Department, the legal system. They're bribing someone. Probably to hide the truth, to cover their heinies, things like that. But the next card is the Hierophant. So, could be church, could be government, could just be the energy of Taurus, could be marriage as well. So this situation involves marriage. Someone here is married, okay? Maybe this and this partner, they're officially married, like legally married, because you have the Justice card as well. But this can also talk about, you know, institution, the government. So this person could be working in church, maybe working in the government, or a big company, like a multinational company. What's the next card? Ooh, legacy. With the Ten of Pentacles here, I'm sensing that this person comes from a family of a certain legacy, like a family of lawyers, family of doctors, family of politicians, something like that. But there's something that's been perpetuated by the next generation, kind of. So yeah, I sense that. Anyway, whoa, what a reading, Aquarius. So anyway, we will be continuing this reading that hopefully did not resonate with many of you, because this is a very complicated reading. So I'm probably connecting with a very specific person, or maybe just one or two with a similar situation. But like I said, even if this is not your situation exactly in terms of the details, I feel like that overall theme of someone deceiving you and getting away with it at first, and now you're finding it out and you're getting the justice that you deserve, and they're getting the punishment, quote unquote, that they deserve. I feel like it's a overall theme that's happening for a lot of you. And this could manifest not just in love, but in other areas of your life. However, we're reading for love, soulmate, and twin flame energies over here. So I feel like this is really love, especially with the lovers showing here, right? It's just a love thing. Like, sure, there's the law involved over here. Maybe divorce is upcoming or pending, but at the very core of it, this is about love. Okay, so anyway, Aquarius, thank you so much for watching this reading. I hope you got something out of it, regardless if it resonated with you or not. And if it did resonate with you, I will be continuing this reading in the extended reading that is over at thewokeway.org. Link is going to be below this video. Check for the link after this. I look forward to seeing you there. Okay. Otherwise, you can, if you're happy with this reading, or if you're not happy with it, you can just wait for the next reading or go to the next reader, whatever. But I still want to thank you for getting up to this point. Thank you for your support. Thank you for liking, sharing, you know, subscribing. I hope you have subscribed already. And if you haven't, please subscribe. And also, what was I supposed to say? Don't forget to click on the bell notifications icon, because I do a lot of live streams, and I'll be doing a lot of live streams now, and we'll be offering super chat, short readings, and also free readings if I have time. So you may catch me and then have the chance to get your question answered for free. Who knows, right? So that's it for you right now. Take care of yourself, Aquarius. I hope you have a great October, and I'll see you in the next reading. All right? Bye-bye. Bye-bye.